It's time for Fairbanks Foodies, a look at everything food-related in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is brought to you by Hoodoo Brewery, Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Now here's your foodie host, David Proust.
Good evening, Fairbanks. Welcome to our locally produced show and recorded here in Fairbanks, Fairbanks Foodies. I'm the host, David Proust. Boy, I've been doing this now for almost 3 years, but I always learn something in food in Fairbanks. And on this show, we look at food you can make, locations, restaurants you can go to, menus to try, happenings, events, everything about food. Well, there's this one place in Fairbanks. I call it the Miracle Mile. And I'm going to describe it to you tonight. I'm going to go through the different restaurants there, even bring out some of the menus and what you can get. But I call it the Miracle Mile, and it starts at the intersection of University Avenue and College Road, and it travels east down College Road. So starting at that intersection and traveling east on College Road, we're going to start at the University Plaza. It's on the south corner of that intersection. And in it, you have three restaurants, right there. You have two in the mall, and you have one out in the parking lot. You have the Bon Thai Express. And if you've ever been to Bon Thai, it's the one downtown. This is their express one down near the university. And it's really good. I work in the Bon Thai, the building that has the Bon Thai restaurant in it in downtown Fairbanks. And great family. They pay attention to detail. This is an extension of it. Full menu of Thai cuisine. But something I want you to try next. It's the halibut egg rolls. That's right, halibut egg rolls. They have halibut, shredded cabbage, carrot, silver noodles, all in the thin wrapped wrapper, topped with homemade sweet and sour sauce and diced peanuts. Along with that, in the menu, you have your choice of Thai soups, salad, noodles, stir fry, fried rice, curries, etc. Everything. Also in that building is the House of Fire Pizza, and they're open daily from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. And the owner there, a doctor, his love and desire of pizza brought him there. He created his own dough, created his own style of sauce, wood-fired in there, and they're open every day from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., and it's a sit-down style. You order, then you go sit down, and it takes about 20 minutes for them to handcraft your pizza. So enjoy yourself, enjoy the ambiance. They have full beverage capabilities of beers on tap and beverages available, and it's a very, very, very good place to get a pizza. It really is. Then you have in the parking lot there, before you leave the mall, you have the Hot Shot Sisters, and they offer smoothies and coffee and lattes and everything like that. Very good. But then on the north side, just across College Road, on the north side of College Road, you have Sunrise Coffee, and they have a full assortment of coffees and also sandwiches. It's a Sunrise, and they have a great egg croissant with the cheese. It's a great meal. It's an all-day type meal if you want something like that. It's really, really good. Then you're traveling south on College Road and you hit the College Mall. And it's an older, it's built in the later 60s, early 70s. And the first thing you're going to find is the Fuji Japanese Steakhouse. Now this is a full Japanese. Even though they call it a steakhouse, they have their rolls there. Their raw maki and tamaki rolls, cooked maki and tamaki rolls, or vegetarian rolls. They have their teriyaki dinner, their tempura dinner, their ajimono, their stir-fried noodles. They even have the hibachi dinner that you can get, combinations, pineapple fried rice, noodle soup. They even have a kids box. They have a wonderful selection of appetizers, the sushi and the sashimi, the entrees. It's a full Japanese restaurant. They call it a steakhouse. And guess what? They're in America. They get to call it whatever they want. but it's a very good place to eat. I've been there a few times, and I really enjoy it. Then right next door in that same building is a College Town Pizzeria. And I got to tell you, they've been one of my favorites for over a millennia. They're just, they make great pizza. They always have. They always will. But they make a lot of things in there that you'd be surprised. First of all, they have veggie pizzas if you want something like that. They have the loaded veggie, the tomato supreme, the pesto bianco, which is one of my favorites, spinach, tomatoes, mushrooms, ricotta, mozzarella, and pesto sauce. Then they have the margarita, which is San Marzano, tomatoes, fresh mozzarella, fresh basil, fresh garlic, and olive oil. Then you have your meat pizzas. They have the buffalo chicken or the chicken pesto. One of my favorites is the Tuscany, which has marinara, mozzarella, prosciutto, mushrooms, Italian sausage, fresh garlic. But since they're very, very close to UAF, and they were the original one in that area, they have the Nanook, which has marinara sauce on it, mozzarella, Italian sausage, reindeer sausage, pepperoni, mushrooms, green peppers, onions, and black olives. That will feed a full line of hockey players. Then they have other ones. They have the Mamma Mia, the College Town Combo, the Pepperoni Perfetti, the Spicy Perfetti, the Finlander that has reindeer sausage, green peppers, mushrooms, mozzarella, and marinara. And, of course, they have the Italian Stallion, which is marinara, mozzarella, salami, capiola, and Italian sausage. So what the heck. But they also serve calzones and stromboli, which is just wonderful. If you ever never had a good calzone or a good stromboli, this is where you want to do it. And you can build your own calzone there. And I say in the Godfather calzone, they put in pepperoni, prosciutto, bacon, smoked mozzarella, ricotta cheese, and they topped with butter and black peppercorns. Served the side of marinara, you can dip it in. So, oh boy, it's good. Then you have your stromboli di pollo, which is white garlic sauce, cream cheese, fresh garlic, Italian spices, fresh cilantro, chicken mozzarella, and bacon topped with butter and parmesan. Served the side of marinara. Again, it's in a bread confection. Just wonderful. College Town Pizzeria. I go there at least 2 to 3 times a year. You can get pizza by the slice. You can get a pizza. You can get your stromboli. You can get your calzones. But it is all good. Then across the parking lot above the health food store, Sunshine Health Food Store, is a Sunsprout Cafe. Now, they look at your health, and they have a great menu there. I've been there a few times too. Know the owner, his wife. She makes all the soups and salads on a daily basis on a salad side. They have the grilled chicken Caesar salad, which has mixed grains, green grilled chicken breast, tomato, red onion, Parmesan cheese, and a handcrafted Caesar salad dressing. Another salad that they have is a Sunsprout Deluxe, which has mixed greens, tomato, red onion, cucumber, bell pepper, sprouts, local microgreens and carrots, and grilled chicken. Then they have a little garden. Then they have these wraps. They have the grilled chicken Caesar wrap, and they have the grilled red, white, and blue wrap. And the grilled red, white, and blue has grilled chicken breast, mixed greens, sliced celery, blue cheese, a little bit of hot sauce in there, all wrapped up, and there you're good to go. Then they have soup. And every day, their soup there is handcrafted. You can get it by the cup, or you can get it by the bowl. It's very good. And they make two soups daily. One's a vegan, and one's a meat-based. So, you know, you can really enjoy it. Then they have their sandwiches. They have the Sunny Rainbow Vegan, the Protein Stacker, which is turkey, roast beef, provolone cheese, cheddar cheese, lettuce, tomato, and a little bit of mayo. I mean, that's a protein stacker. They have the roast beef. They have the hot roast beef. They have the vegan and three-way grilled cheese. They have the cheesy grilled cheese, the grilled turkey pesto, the chicken bagel burger, and the Alaska Triple S, Alaska salmon sandwich there. And they have the Alaskan Turkey Harvest, which is really one of my favorites over there. And great location, good things to buy there, and many different types of food that you can buy there that are healthy and good for you. And they knock it out there. They really do. Then as you're traveling south, down College Road. You come to the intersection of Hess Avenue. And then on the south side, you got the Hot Licks Ice Cream. And that's been there for over 20-some years. They're, again, like most of these places that I'm bringing up next, they're seasonal. But they have, you know, 15 to 20 different types of ice cream you can do, different combinations, mixes and matches. They're locally owned. They were locally founded. Just a great local business. And if you want to, on a hot summer day, get over there and get a wonderful sandwich. Excuse me, a wonderful ice cream snack. Then across the way is the Bun on the Run. It's on the north side. And the Bun on the Run, they have outdoor seating like Hot Licks does. They're open from 6:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. So they open for breakfast. And then what, you know, they do baking. And they have a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday specials. They're not open on Sunday. But on Monday is Amanda Wheat Bread Rhubarb Bar. On Tuesday, their special is a vegan sandwich special. On Wednesday, the chicken salad sandwich special. On Thursday, zucchini carrot muffin. It is even better than it sounds. On Friday, of the cherry scone and the hot Reuben sandwich special on rye bread. And then on Saturday, the calzone day. That's right, calzones again, ham and cheese savory scones. So they open, and they have a great sandwich menu too. The roast beef cheddar, the ham and Swiss, the turkey provolone, the salami cheddar, the avocado and the cream cheese, pesto, oh boy. Then they have the lighter fare. They have their cinnamon buns, oh boy, you gotta get that. The sweet scones, the savory scones, the muffins, the strata, which is savory egg dish filled with very seasonal vegetables and cheese. The coffee cake, the torpedoes, that's French bread with cheddar cheese and jalapeno. Oh my goodness, that'll get you. Then they have the daily specials again, and cookies and all sorts of things there. Get in there, outdoor dining, very nice. You can really enjoy yourself. And with that, we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Hoodoo Brewery. Sure, you grab a cold one after work with your friends and coworkers in the amazing beer garden. Or maybe fill up the growler on the way home. Hoodoo Brewery. Some of the finest beer in all of Alaska, right here in Fairbanks, right in the heart of downtown. Now you can order your beer online at hoodoobrew.com or sign up for a tour of the brewery. Score some cool Hoodoo swag and support your local beer meisters. That's Hoodoo Brewery, a strong supporter of Fairbanks and local events, large and small. Hoodoo is always there with a cold one just for you. Hoodoo Brewery.
At Bobby's Downtown, we are more than a Greek restaurant that offers fine dining. It's our way of life. And we invite you to come in for lunch, dinner, and late night. We are proud to call Fairbanks home, and we love using locally sourced ingredients in our traditional Greek and American dishes. So come in from the cold and warm up at the bar with a heated handrail and enjoy a glass of wine from the always expanding wine selection. We hope to see you soon at the always non-smoking Bobby's Downtown on the corner of 2nd and Barnett.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Do you have a little or even a lot of time to share? You can help with the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Call 45-SHARE and get on the schedule. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank collects and redistributes food through many programs, including food boxes, bone builders, and agency shopping. The Fairbanks Community Food Bank, helping to ensure that no child in the Tanana Valley will go hungry. Call 45-SHARE to volunteer to help now at the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, providing food for hungry people without charge. This message brought to you by the radio station at 529 Fifth Avenue.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I hope you're enjoying this Saturday evening. Enjoy the dining, enjoy being outside, enjoy Fairbanks. It only has the offer. And one of the things that has the offer is what we're talking about right now in the summer. You have a lot, you have an assortment of different food that opens up its businesses, what I call the Miracle Mile. It starts at the intersection of University Avenue and College Road, and it travels east on College Road. And we just got done with Hess Avenue location. It has Hot Licks on the south side and Bun on the Run on the north side. Now we're at Hayes Avenue. And at Hayes Avenue, they have Lane's Quickie Tacos. Now, you're going to write a book on Lane's Quickie Tacos because they're so good. But they're only open, basically, from 11 in the morning till 3 p.m. And that's, you know, they don't have to be open any more longer than that, I guess. And they're open Tuesday through Saturday, so they're closed Sunday and Monday. But they've been in business. They started back at the farmer's market there. And they've been in business since. And they're recognized as the best taco in Fairbanks. But everyone has the best taco in Fairbanks, in my view. But they've even, in 2019, I think they won an award for having the best taco in Alaska. So they have six of their staples. And the first one is called the Alaskan. It's the number one seller since they opened at the farmer's market. It's juicy pulled pork, diced white onion, cotija cheese, cilantro and a wedge, flour or corn tortilla. Then they have the Texan. And that's a Tex-Mex staple. This is a carne tostada, slow stewed beef, seasoned with perfect top and cotija cheese, a San Antonio flavor, flour or corn tortilla. Then they have the American, tender, slow cooked, shredded beef topped with diced white onions, cotija cheese, cilantro and lime wedge. And that's one of my favorites. Then they have the Hippie. For all you veggie heads, all you vegans out there. Sauteed curly kale with garlic and their famous vegetable ceviche. And roasted poblano, cream sauce. Wow. On a flour or corn tortilla. And then they have the po' boy. Tender mesquite smoked brisket with their own house dry rub, topped with diced onions, diced dill pickle, and their smoky hickory barbecue cream sauce. Ooh boy. Then for the kids, they have the Tex-Mex traditional bean and cheese taco. So the beans are vegetarian, flour, corn, tortilla. But that is Lane's Quickie Tacos. It's back where the, what was the name of the restaurant in there for years? Oh, of course, it was the Marlin. It started out as a Blue Marlin, then this went to the Marlin. But what the heck? We're traveling down College Road. We've hit Lane's Quickie Tacos, and right next door is the Pad Thai restaurant. And again, another Thai restaurant. It used to be my mom's favorite, and every time she came to Fairbanks to visit me after they moved out, would always go to the Pad Thai restaurant. They're still there. They still do a great service. Full assortment of Thai restaurant foods there. Very good. But across the street is one of my favorites. And only, the sad part is it's only open in the summer. And it's Cajun Mike's This and That Grill. I've known Cajun Mike, my goodness, now for over 25 years. And he has a great summer business there. And you start out there, he's got fries, the sweet potato waffle fries, handcrafted onion ring, handcrafted potato salads or coleslaw. Then you get into his burgers, and he's got a great. You can build your own burger. You can, you know, the meats. You put portobello mushroom caps on it. You have your regular burger, which is your bacon burger, which is topped with two slices of bacon, cheese, and condiments on your bun. One of my favorites is the mushroom Swiss burger, which is sauteed mushrooms and Swiss. And if you ask, he'll even put on sauteed onions. So my favorite is the mushroom Swiss burger with the sauteed onions, and it is fantastic. Then he has a barbecue bacon and onion ring. That's right, barbecue bacon burger with two onion rings with the barbecue sauce, cheese, and your choice of a bun. Then you have the spicy bacon burger. That's a burger that's topped with bacon, pepper jack cheese, salsa, jalapeno, and you're on your choice of a bun. Then you have the Dano Hawaiian burger. That's right, the Dano. Book 'em, Dano. And it's a burger topped with ham, pepperoni, pineapple smothered in teriyaki and provolone cheese. Oh my goodness. You know, so a little bit of everything. Then there's sandwiches. They have the grilled cheese for the kids, you know, just a you know, a nice easy grilled cheese, something special, and you get that with it. You can get an order of french fries to go with that. Then they have the grilled chicken sandwich, which is really good, and it's a nice chicken breast that's grilled over their system there. Then they have the bacon, lettuce, tomato, and they have the Cuban, and it's a really good Cuban. Whenever I want a good Cuban, this is where I go. Roast pork, ham, mustard, Swiss cheese, and pickles on a hoagie, though. It's on a hoagie, and it's a grilled panini style on a hoagie, which is wonderful. Then they have something called the Bat, which is bacon, grilled avocado, grilled turkey, mayo, and mustard, and Swiss on toasted white or wheat bread. And they have the pastrami and avocado, which is pastrami, avocado, provolone, and then you have your mustard pickle, and it's a hoagie. It's on a hoagie, and it's grilled avocado style. But they also have an incredible ribeye steak sandwich. And, you know, hey, it's something else. Then they have the hand-dipped corn dog. And you can go there and order many things. But once in a while, I was going to get the onion rings and the corn dog, and that's it. That's all I need, and that's a one-day meal for me. Then you have your hot sides, like we discussed earlier, chicken nuggets, corn fritters, hand-dipped onion rings. They have a kids' menu. So anyone and everyone can go there and enjoy themselves and enjoy it. Now, you have the pita place. They sell the falafels. And sadly, they're going to not be opening for business this year. Sad. They've been there for a long time. I'd go there once a year just to have their falafel. And they make it so good. But sad that they're not going to open. But you have Zorba on the Run, just right down the street on Westwood Way. You have Zorba on the Run, and this is at the east end of Mike's Chevron parking lot there. They have outdoor seating. They have wonderful gyros, and, you know, they have their pesto gyro, their double gyro, their hummus gyro, their dirty falafel, the eggplant gyro, and they have the gyros and feta, and their dirty falafel. Sorry about that. Lots of F's and Z's and E's and L's in this spelling here. Anyway, they have the Z dirty falafel. And then they have the falafel. They have the falafel supreme, the eggplant pesto delight, and the bomb. The bomb is a Middle Eastern vegetarian combo of hummus with roasted eggplant, tabbouleh, and tapen, and tomato onion tzatziki sauce, all wrapped in a warm pita. So even though the pita place is shutting down, Zorba on the Run has many of the same features there, many of the same foods, and they do a great job. Then they have the nuclear bomb. Want meat? No problem. We will add meat to the bomb, and we call it add a falafel and make it an F-bomb. That's right. So what the heck. Anyway, they are open in the summers. They do a great job. And get a great, great pita bread sandwich there. Then the last one before we get down to the farmer's market is in the Artisan Courtyard, the Little Owl Cafe. And they have great food, great menu, and they are open for breakfast. They're healthy, handcrafted, great coffee menu too, good sandwiches. You know, their coffee drinks, they have blended drinks, all sorts, and non-coffee drinks, and these are they try and look at your health. And then they also give you a breakfast, and they have the waffle, and it's gluten-free Belgian style waffle. They have the morning deluxe, which is two scrambled eggs cooked on a nice with diced bacon, broccoli, red onion, and tomato, topped with cheddar cheese. Oh my goodness. So they have the breakfast club, which is scrambled eggs cooked with diced bacon and ham topped with Swiss cheese, and you have it on an English muffin. Then they have the veggie egg supreme, or stream, and you gotta see that, and the classic egg and cheese. That's just for their breakfast. So they're full service, they're sandwiches. They have the sweet and spicy salad, chicken salad sandwich, one of my favorites. I enjoyed that one. They have the Tuscan turkey sandwich, the Midwest ham sandwich. If you're from the Midwest, want something good, here you go. The very veggie sandwich, the Greek salad wrap, and they have gluten-free mac and cheese, potato salad, carrot sticks, potato chips, and they have a soup of the day every day, handcrafted right there. So that's your Miracle Mile in itself. But then, say you go down to the farmer's market on a Saturday, like today was. You have the Tundra Tonics there. You have a menagerie. You have the Thai iced tea and coffee. You have Sesame Place, Walk and Roll. Oh, just a menagerie. You have the Gold Digger Dogs. You have the Crepes. You have the Sipping Streams sitting there. And again, you have smoothies. You have about 7 different food and beverage locations right there on a Saturday. And like the Walk and Roll is there. If you want a good fast Chinese, they have the sesame chicken, barbecue pork, Mongolian beef, hot and sour chicken, you know, half order or full order. They have the veggie fried rice or the lo mein. They have baked hot dog buns, and they have appetizers and beverages. So something good, something to try. And again, it's there on Saturdays anyway. Whether they open up on Wednesdays, I don't know. I don't go there on Wednesdays. I'm too busy during the week. And this is a Saturday show, so why would we worry about a place like that that's opened up on Wednesdays? But anyway, that's your Miracle Mile that is now opened up. And it's starting at the intersection of University Avenue and traveling east on College Road. You have the Bontai Restaurant Express. You have the House of Pizza, the Hot Shot Sisters, Sunrise Coffee, Fuji Japanese Steakhouse, College Town Pizzeria, the Sun Sprout Cafe, Hot Licks, Bun on the Run, Lane's Quickie Tacos, the Pad Thai Restaurant, the This and That Grill, Zorba on the Run, and Little Owl Cafe. How about that? Right there. You know, you could go to one of those locations once a week throughout the summer, and the summer will pass you by. Try that. My favorites are the College Town Pizzeria, This and That Grill, and Lane's Quickie Tacos, followed by the rest of them. They're all good. They're all locally owned and operated. They all work out wonderful. You want a good little breakfast of quality, go to Bun on the Run. Go to the Little Owl Cafe. Great locations, great breakfasts there. One has the Little Owl Cafe, your indoor dining at the Artisan Cafe, at the Artisan Building there. Bun on the Run, it's outdoor seating, and you can enjoy yourself. And Fairbanks, that is our show for the evening. I hope you enjoy this Saturday. You have a great weekend, and I'll see you next Saturday.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on 97.5 FM KFAR and 660 AM, also streaming live at kfarradio.com. To listen to this or any past episodes, go to the archive page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, Hoodoo Brewery, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Fairbanks Foodies has been a production of Last Frontier Media Active for KFAR Radio.